Son, never stop learning.
I'm Steven. I build products by asking one question. What decision did you own that broke this?
I'm Lorenzo. I study how humans have rewritten their failure stories across centuries. The instinct is ancient.
Here's the situation. Mara shipped a feature. It flopped. Her postmortem blames a market shift and an uncooperative engineering team. Her director has one choice.
Accept the report or send it back demanding she name one decision she personally controlled.
Send it back. Without one own decision on the record, the team has nothing concrete to change next cycle.
That fast? Before anyone has reconstructed the sequence of events that produced the flop?
Yes, that fast. Context without an anchor is just a maze.
What Mara is doing has a precise name. Dale Miller and Michael Ross documented it in the Psychological Bulletin in 1975. Wins attributed to talent, losses attributed to circumstance.
Self-serving bias, exactly the bug. And naming it doesn't dissolve it. A decision log does.
A decision log is useful. But you are asking Mara to carry the full weight before the institution examines its own role.
I'm asking her to carry her weight. One decision. That's the prototype I can actually judge.
And if the institution never appears in the record, you have performed self-serving bias at the organizational level. The company blames Mara. Clean hands all around.
That pressure is real. But here's what I know. If she can't name one own decision, the next postmortem looks identical.
And if you demand attribution before context, you get a confession that satisfies the director and teaches the team nothing about what actually happened.
There's also the IKEA effect working against her. She built this feature that labor inflated her sense of its quality before users ever touched it.
Research confirms it. The effort invested in creating something measurably increases its perceived value to the creator. Her defensiveness is partly structural.
Which is exactly why her own perception cannot be the final judge. The postmortem needs an external forcing function.
Agreed on the diagnosis, disagreed on the sequence, a forcing function aimed only at Mara leaves the institutional pressures invisible in the permanent record.
And indefinite context gathering leaves the product team with zero actionable change. That is the real cost.
Consider this. A 1980 study of sports media found 75% of win attributions were internal, but only 55% of loss attributions were. Losers blamed officiating, weather, the referee.
Right. Which proves the bias is systematic, not situational. Mara's report is the 45% talking.
Or Mara is the 45% and the institution is the other 55% that nobody is measuring. Both distortions exist simultaneously.
People consistently overestimate their own contributions to group work compared to teammates' contributions. She's doing it in both directions.
Explain that reversal.
She inflates her contribution to the team's friction. She deflates her contribution to the bad product decision. Both are distortions. Both need naming.
That is precise. I grant it. But naming both requires recovering the full sequence first, not just the one decision that satisfies the director's timeline.
The full sequence can follow, but without one named owned decision as the anchor, context becomes a story with no falsifiable claim inside it.
And without provenance, the named decision becomes a scapegoat that closes the inquiry rather than opening it. The record hardens around one person.
If Mara never confronts the bug in her own feedback loop, she ships the same failure next quarter with a different feature name.
And if the institution never examines its own architecture, it will keep producing Maras. The bug is not only in one person's loop. That is where I will not move.